Hi, this is Joe Mitchell, founder of ActivateYourGreatness.com, and I'd like to welcome you to the Activate Your Greatness Kit. I put this kit together to support you in being your best, in feeling your best, and in living your best life. And I hope that you enjoy it and get some major value out of it. Now, there are three parts of the kit. One is this audio that's coming up, and in this audio I answer several questions around personal development, and I give some very practical advice. It's worth listening to. It's about 25 minutes. Second thing is a power nap audio. It's a 10-minute audio of sounds with brainwave entrainment to give you a powerful rest in only 10 minutes. And all you need to do is to hook it up to some type of iPod, or you must have headphones. That's the most important thing. You have to have stereo headphones because there are different sounds going into each ear. And you can just lie down or sit up if you can't lie down, and just take some deep breaths and relax while you're listening to it. I like to lie down, of course, because I can just go deeper into it. But in 10 minutes, you'll find that you're really quite revitalized. The third piece of the Activate Your Greatness Kit is a log. And it's a checklist and a log. And what you want to do with that is every day you want to refer to it and to check off those items that you do. It's based on the principle that what gets measured gets done. So as you measure the activities towards your goals on a daily basis, and I'd really suggest that you break them down into as bite-sized a piece as you can, you will start to see progress. Just keeping the log in itself will be motivation for you to make huge leaps in your activities towards your goals. And, of course, you need to get clear on your goals, and there are several places there where you can list your top three goals for the year, the top three goals for the 90 days, the next 90 days, and the top three goals for the week. And I think if you play around with it and experiment with it, you'll find it be a very useful tool in creating a sense of self-discipline, a sense of forward movement and momentum, which is really the key to personal development. So I'm now going to start to answer some questions. So enjoy, and thank you again for ordering the Activate Your Greatness Kit. This is Joe Mitchell from ActivateYourGreatness.com. First thing I'd like to talk about is, what is greatness? And what does it mean to activate your greatness? So we all have in ourselves an amazing power. And it's actually an infinite power. It's a spiritual power. It's beyond the body's capacities. And what I'm committed to, and what my mission is to help people like yourself to actualize a higher degree of that potential. Myself included. I'm a student just as much as you are. But we have this amazing potential to do amazing things. And there are things that stop us. There are beliefs. There are identities. There are things that we need to break through in order to get to that greater potential. But that's that greater potential that is the thing that's so inspiring about life. It's about creating massive value for humanity and being a person that can do that. Operating with a high performance mindset where results are a natural occurrence. That you don't have to try so hard. Yeah, there's effort, of course, but it's like you have the habit of high performance. You have massive vitality and love for humanity, and you don't really need it. You need it coming back to you. You're there as a light. You're there as a beacon for other people, and you're full of a high vibration that people can be excited about themselves by, because you are that kind of a person. And even if you don't want to, even if that's not what you're striving for, if you just want to be extremely successful and have the things that you want to have in your life and to empower your family and those that you love, that's what this is about. Going to answer a few questions now that are about personal development. And one question that I like is, what can I do to increase my power and confidence? I have a certain bent on this, and I really like tapping. Okay, some people call it the emotional freedom technique, but it's basically tapping on meridian points. One of the points that you can tap on is right on the collarbone. There's a couple of points in the collarbone that you can just tap on. And what you want to do is just rant. Just rant all of the things that are keeping you from feeling the power and the confidence that you want. The three points that I like to do that are the simplest, okay? We're just talking really simple. I mean, there's much more. EFT is a very elaborate system, and there's a lot of different pieces to it. But if you just want to be very simple, that point, the collarbone point, and then the heart point in the heart, right at the middle of the chest, and then the wrists, tapping the wrists together, and then tapping the karate chop points, the points where you would be karate chop. You make loose fists and chop on the karate chop points. By doing this and ranting and saying the things that are keeping you from feeling this sense of power and confidence, it's going to shift your energy. I find that virtually every single time that I do this, my energy is shifted by simply ranting, simply getting in touch with the feelings that I'm feeling while I'm tapping. And what that does is that reduces the strength of those feelings. And suddenly I'm feeling like I am powerful and I am confident enough to do whatever I need to do. So that's one of my favorite techniques. There are a whole slew of techniques. You know, saying affirmations, of course, is good. And I personally like to say affirmations in a in an altered state, when I'm in the theta level or a deep alpha level, which is something that has to do with brainwave entrainment. But I'm going to give you something right now. I'm going to give you something very practical about how to increase your power and your confidence. Power and confidence, I say, comes from momentum. As you move, as you're moving, you gain power, you gain confidence. So the first thing that I think is good to do is to set short-term goals. Set goals that are, 2 or 3 days that you can accomplish in 3 or 4 days, and then get moving on them. Break them down into little chunks, chunk them down as little as you can, and then get moving on the chunks. And as you take one chunk, and then the next chunk, and then the next chunk, and then the next chunk, what happens is that you start to gain momentum. You start to feel like, wow, I have some movement here. I'm starting to feel better about myself. And as you take them on, after a while, the things that seemed hard, the making of those phone calls to people that you don't know, asking them for business, or the long hours of reading that you have to do to study a certain subject or whatever, it will suddenly seem like, well, I have momentum, I can just do that. And if it seems onerous at that point, then what you do is you just chunk it down. You say, okay, well, I'll do it for 5 minutes, or I'll do it for 10 minutes. And what will happen is you'll do it for 10 minutes, and then you'll say, hey, wow, that wasn't so bad. I can do some more. So you want to increase your power and confidence, tap and rant, and also set short-term goals, break them down, achieve them, get momentum. One of the questions that I think is very important is, how do you use the law of attraction? The law of attraction has gotten a lot of attention because people think, well, if I just think in a certain way, then I can have these things. If I just think about having a bicycle, then a bicycle will magically appear. And part of our brain and part of our being wants to believe that, and another part of us wants to say that's totally BS. So how do we use this? And what is it? Is there any validity to being able to use mental principles and vibration and energy to help you to bring about what you want? And I say there is. There definitely is. And so one of the things that you want to do as far as your mental state is you want to feel grateful in advance. You want to feel grateful in advance for what you want. And if you can maintain that feeling of feeling grateful in advance for what you want, it will create a magnetic attraction. And the trick is, of course, to hold that vibration while you are while you're not having it. The other thing that's really helpful in terms of attracting things is to visualize yourself going through the process of getting them. Now, your process is not always going to be the exact same as what you visualize, but it can bring about the energy to get that momentum going. Because if you have the momentum and then you have the gratitude and you are visualizing yourself, you're seeing yourself do stuff, then it makes it a lot easier to take the actions that might be a little difficult. A lot of people think, well, if the law of attraction works, then I will never have to do anything difficult. That's not necessarily so. But if you visualize yourself doing it and you see yourself conquering the challenges and feeling grateful for that, the law of attraction will help you to get over the speed bumps and will help you to get to where you really can get with the minimum of stress and struggle. And that's really one of the very powerful ways to use the law of attraction. One of the other issues that's very important is vitality. Because if you don't have energy, then it's very hard to accomplish a lot. And if you have a lot of energy, and it's a lot of positive vitality, it's amazing the things that you can do. It's amazing the ideas that come to you. So how do you get that type of vitality and that kind of energy that just makes you excited about going for your goals, even in the face of adversity? Well, I think that a lot of it has to do with the three physical things. We've talked a little bit about using the law of attraction and gratitude, but what on the physical level we have diet, exercise, and sleep. Those three things are very, very critical. Diet is something which, if you use that to your advantage, you can multiply your energy many, many times. We all know that digestion is one of the most energy-consuming activities that you could possibly engage in. So if you eat a heavy meal, don't expect to be productive. A lot of times people are more productive in the morning because they eat lighter in the morning. What you want to do is very simply and very cutting to the chase is to, first of all, eliminate as much as you can the stuff that really is toxic. And that might be, in my experience, that's artificial things, heavily refined carbohydrates, sugars, sodas, a lot of sweets, and stick to the more natural variety of things. If you really want to have high energy, one of the best things to do is just eat protein and vegetables. Our body is really not designed to eat a lot of carbs, and especially refined carbs. It's just not. I've been following the Zone diet for a while, so you know carbs are definitely a part of things, especially if you're exercising a lot. But keeping it to a very minimal amount is going to really increase your energy. So you eliminate the toxic things. You eat protein and vegetables mostly, with some carbohydrates. You then add to your diet with supplements. And there are a number of different things in these days called superfoods, and there are a number of them, and if you go on the internet, there's plenty of places. I generally have a smoothie every day that has plenty of whole food superfoods that juice me up, that give me energy, that light my brain up. I've been using a number of brain products that increase my brain functions. And so you can, through using superfoods, really get yourself an edge even over just eating well. And then as far as exercise is concerned, of course it's great to exercise 6 days a week, and I would really highly recommend that it is a great cure for lethargy, for moving your energy, for getting yourself into a different state. Exercise is great, but I don't think you really need a lot of it to really make a difference. Even as much as 5 or 6 minutes or 7 minutes or 10 minutes a day, if you just do stuff that's going to get yourself moving, that's going to get yourself stretching, that's going to get yourself breathing, you can make an incredible difference in your energy level and in your vitality. So don't think that this has to be this huge commitment to go to the gym 6 days a week or anything like that, because it really doesn't. And finally, sleep. You need sleep. And what you need to do is figure out how much sleep you really do need. Of course, the better your diet. There are certain things like don't eat late at night that will help you to sleep less. The less energy that is necessary for digestion, obviously, is going to be the less energy that you're going to need to use during sleep. I'd say for myself, if I get less than 6 hours, I'm really hurting to some degree. Although I can push through things if I have 5.5 or so, but my body loves 7 to 7.5 hours of sleep. It just loves it. So if I get that, I'm so much more alert, so much more vital. I really don't need the same naps that I take. I do take power naps, and that's something that I sincerely recommend. In fact, I've included with this program a 10-minute, very simple power nap program, which means that you can just put on the headphones, put on your Walkman or your iPod, and just put it on for 10 minutes, and when it's over, then just get up and move, and it has brainwave frequencies that will take you into a relaxed state. You don't really have to do much. If you can do that for 10 minutes in the afternoon or when your energy is low, it will make a huge, huge difference. So that's what I have to say about energy, and it's very important that you pay attention to your these things: diet, exercise, and sleep. And if you really focus on all three of those, your energy will shoot up the roof, and you'll be able to achieve things that you just couldn't otherwise. One of the great questions these days is, how do I gain greater peace of mind? There's so much going on, and especially with the high achievement attitude, the high performance attitude, like I'm going to be the best that I can be. There's always this sense of like trying to get someplace, when really what we seek is to really be with the journey and to be in each moment and to live each moment fully. But a lot of times we're distracted, we're pulled out, we are desiring things that are not here and now, and it just takes us out of a sense of peace. This is not necessarily a spiritual lecture, but I think that it is very important to learn to meditate. And meditation is a human thing. It's like sleep. It's something that we do when, in sleep, we slow down our mind, and we are unconscious. In meditation, we slow down our mind, but we remain conscious. It's basically quieting the mind, reducing the number of thoughts, being present in the moment. This is a great revitalizer. This brings higher energies to us. This gives us a deeper wisdom, a deeper sense of wisdom. But the most important thing that I want to stress here is that, first of all, that it's very important. Peace of mind is a very critical thing, and meditation does bring that peace of mind if you intend it. And it is a tangible feeling, it is a physical feeling, it is a feeling that you will feel in your body and your mind and your spirit. So how do you do it? It's very easy. Some people think meditation is this very hard, complicated thing. It's very easy. You use brain entrainment. Okay, we now have many, many companies that sell brain entrainment programs. And I'm going to just name a couple for you. Synchronicity.com, BrainSync.com, Centerpoint Institute, which has Holosync, and HemiSync, which is the Monroe Institute. These are just a few. There are many, many, many people that use and sell brain entrainment technology, which is designed to get you into naturally into that state of mind that people who have been meditating for a long time have reached. It's kind of like they've done studies which show that when someone is in a deep state of meditation, their brain waves are in a certain rhythm. It's possible through using sound and sometimes through using light to put anyone's brain in that same pattern. And when that person's brain is in that same pattern, they have a very similar experience to someone who is a long-time meditator, even though they haven't been meditating for 2 days. So there is virtually no real reason why you can't have a meditation practice. And I recommend 20 to 30 minutes a day. I think that it will make an amazing difference in the amount of peace that you find. If it's really onerous for you, the way to start is just set your alarm half an hour early and get the headphones in bed or lie on the ground and just relax for 20 minutes to 30 minutes instead of sleeping. And eventually you'll work up to the place where you can sit up straight and let the energy flow through your spine, because having the spine straight is a very powerful way to allow the higher forces to come down and for you to be receptive to them. So anyway, that's in a nutshell how to gain greater peace of mind. Get some brainwave entrainment frequency. They have beautiful music, some of them, and you'll love it. It's enjoyable. It's not hard. You don't have to worry about it, and you'll find that your mind may be racing at first, but then suddenly it will slow down. So give it a try, and you'll be amazed at what happens. I want to spend a few minutes talking about the Activate Your Greatness system, because it's very important that you realize that if you truly want to be a high-performance person with a real sense of fulfillment in your life, there are a few things that are absolutely necessary. And one of them is a clarity, to be really clear about your purpose, about what you're wanting, what you're willing to do for what you're wanting. Clarity is a very, very important thing. Then the second thing is strategy. And one of the parts of strategy is to eliminate the weights. One of the things of the Activate Your Greatness system, or any system which is really about high performance and fulfillment, is to lighten you up, is to release the things that you're tolerating, the things that you're putting up with, that whether they're physical, like bad habits in diet, smoking or drinking, a lot of excess drinking, or if they are things like clutter. There's very many things that need to be addressed. But then there's also the proper strategies towards going for what you want. And visualization, using altered states, doing there are a number of different powerful techniques that you can use to effectively reach towards your goals, and also to push past the places where you would normally stop, because we all know that as we go into the pursuit of our goals, that we are going to run into distractions, into complications, into problems. And how we deal with those problems is going to determine how fast we get to our goals. So that's also part of a strategy. And then thirdly is accountability, and being accountable for meeting your deadlines, for creating a sense of urgency to being the best that you can be, just being accountable to that. And that is what the Activate Your Greatness system is about, and it's a six-month system that goes through all of those components of clarity, strategy, and accountability. And I promise you that I will not let you off the hook. I will do it in a loving way. There's not a judgment about you. And I will focus also on teaching and modeling the sense of presence and the sense that this is a journey which is to be enjoyed, which is to be savored, and it is in the journey that we truly develop ourselves, not at the point that we reach the goal. It's generally, there are a number of ways to work with me, but the Activate Your Greatness program is a six-month program, which has a lot of different components that are designed to give you a very in-depth education about high achievement and fulfillment. So if you're interested, please contact me. You can contact me on the website. There's a free consultation that I'd be happy to give to you to see where you're at. There's also a form to fill out, which can even be have some revelations for yourself just in filling out the forms and getting clear on what it is that you're up to. So I thank you very much for taking the time to listen to this, and I hope that it was helpful to you. I will have many, many free things on my website ongoingly, both video, audio, and in writing. So please feel free to take advantage of those. And if you really want to get serious and work with me, I am available. And I will really make sure that you have the leaps and bounds that you're committed to. Thanks for listening, and I wish you the best.